You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The new Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. See them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And I got to tell you, folks, practice open to the media today. It was great to see everybody out there. And this is going to be a very good defense, and it's also going to be a pretty darn good offense. Terrence West, another good day running the football. I thought Ben Tate had a good day as well. This is a team that's going to be able to pound people, but that defense has an opportunity to be special with the guys up front. When you think about the guys who aren't playing for this defense right now, Ataba Rubin, Dez Bryant, they're not in there right now. Carlos Dansby, and yet the defense still looks so good. It's very encouraging. Darius Eubanks continues to make plays at the inside linebacker position. Also, you're seeing a lot of plays from Chris Kirksey. He's starting to play faster and better as well. This is a team that's going to be pretty darn good on defense here.
Yeah, and that's I mean, that would follow this model to the T. I was watching Hard Knocks, the replay of the Jets camp when they were there a few years back. I want to say it was 2010, I believe, something like that. Rex Ryan, and of course you saw a lot of Mike Pettine there as the defensive coordinator for the Jets, and you just heard it from Rex that, you know, he said it or reiterated the point that this is all about defense, and that philosophy is defense, pound the football, and that's exactly what they're doing here. And again, when you hear that, it doesn't mean the quarterback or the passing game will be non-existent. It just means you have a core philosophy. You have something you believe in to the marrow of your bone. And Mike Pettine, that's where he is with this thing. I mean, I highly recommend anybody who hasn't seen that or go find it on YouTube or somewhere. It'll give you, as the book Collision Low Crossers, watching that.
I pump it all the time. It's the best.
The Hard Knocks, though, it will give you good insights, too, into Pettine's thinking.
Yeah, and that's what I like about it. And you'll come, as I said, if you want to learn about this head coach, you want to learn about his philosophy, you want to learn about the kind of guy that he is, do yourself a favor, pick up Collision Low Crossers and enjoy it. I think you will love it. It's a fascinating read. I've recommended it to many friends, my family members. My dad loved it. He's a 49ers fan, not interested. You know, now he's starting to be a little bit of a Browns fan as well, but he thought it was a great read. He's like, Pettine sounds like a great guy. I highly recommend it. Great. And it's a great compliment, kind of the written word compliment to Hard Knocks as well, as you are correct. 216-578-0850. Again, that's the number to get on board with us on Cleveland Browns Daily. Also, be sure to tweet the show at Browns_Daily. Use the hashtag mailbag. I'm seeing questions flow in. If you want yours read and answered on air, get it in soon at Browns_Daily. Use the hashtag mailbag. Let's go on the phones now to Phil in Brecksville. Phil, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, two quick things. First of all, speaking from someone that had a serious knee injury, anytime you have ice or a wrap on a knee on a 21-year-old, I don't think it's a trivial thing. Second of all, I'm interested in what you guys think is the difference between a Mike Pettine run practice and a Rob Chudzinski run practice.
Okay, that's a great call. I would say the biggest difference I see is that Mike is more of the walk around overseer. I thought Rob inserted himself in a lot of ways, especially on the offensive side. Now, each coach has his specialty background. Rob coming into this job as a former offensive coordinator, Mike as a former defensive coordinator. So it would stand to reason that you'd expect Mike to be spending most of his time and doing even more hands-on stuff with the defense. Coaches can't resist doing this at times. Pat Shurmur from the offensive side, you did see that for sure. I'm noticing that Mike will occasionally have that one-on-one or say that, make those points, but he is almost exclusively watching, observing, and then does his inserting his input after the fact, and he'll definitely note some things on the sidelines and have some discussions. But I think that's the major difference I see between the two of them right now.
And I also think he runs what I would call a faster practice. in the sense that the movements between stations are fast. They are crisp. Everything is laid out. It has been communicated ahead of time to the players, to the staff. Brad Mellon, the equipment director of the team, he's got the horn. He's moving everybody. Everybody's on the same page. You're getting a lot of split squad things so that drills can be happening simultaneously, back-to-back in cases at times. I just think it's overall a quicker practice. There's less hollering, I would say, during practice, especially from the coaches. There's more kind of quiet coaching up from Pettin and from his other staff. You know, Norv used to like to holler a little bit last year. You don't see nearly as much of that in these practices. I just think it's maybe a little bit of a quicker, there's a lot of competition, maybe a little bit more intense style practice than Chud. And I think that reflects a little bit more of the personality of the coaches. Chud was a very kind of laid back guy. He could get into people at times, but somebody who, you know, was a little more laid back, I think, than Pettin, just in his general personality.
And I would add, no, that's dead on. I would add this too. I think that there is a greater sense of trust in Pettin and the assistant coaches that the players they are coaching fit what they are doing, more so than what we saw last year. I thought last year, in many respects, you felt a little bit of a disconnect. You didn't sense that Rob Chudzinski or his assistants were fully on board with what they had to work with, especially as you got to the later stages of camp. You saw a lot of heavy roster makeover with undrafted free agents being brought in droves, and kind of this sense of adjusting on the fly to what you have. I don't think there was as clear a line. In fact, I know there wasn't as clear a line between those deciding on who should play there and then how those players should be coached. So we're seeing more of that now, Pettin being more in tune with Ray Farmer, the general manager. All right, we're going to hear from John Clayton of ESPN. He's going to call into us on the Ohio Business Machines hotline. We'll get a national perspective of one of the very best in this business. Remember, it is Mailbag Wednesday, as Nathan reminded you. I'll remind you, send us, tweet us those questions at Browns_daily or to at Nathan Segura or at Vic Carucci using the hashtag Mailbag. So we want to hear from you guys that way, and we'll get to those. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR. The sun does shine.